Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Tes Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth ayin of the Mishnah Berurah, beginning a brand new siman Tuf Kuf Hey, which deals with milking an animal on Yontif. And we have the Mishnah Berurah himself starting off with a Hakdama. So we'll read that first. It's seen at the very top of the Mishnah Berurah on this Omud. Akdim Lezeh HaSiman Hakdama Ketzara. The Chofetz Chaim tells us he's going to give us a short little introduction. V'hi, and this is as follows. Also, lachlov behema shol medes lechaliva. It is forbidden to go and milk a cow that is set for milking. It's a milk cow. O legadov lados, or it's a cow that's being used to raise other cows. In other words, it's used to go and produce more cows on yontif, biyontif. Afilu daito lecho miyad. Even if you're going to have this milk right now on yontif, you're not allowed to milk a milk cow or a cow that is used to raise children. Why? Mishum mefarik, which is a malacha on Shabbos, known as mefarik, which we'll explain in a moment, which is a tolda of dosh. Dosh is threshing. You're removing the psoles from the good food, and you're not allowed to do that. Mefarik, over here, as we'll see, is removing the milk from the cow, and you're not allowed to do that. Why not? The kivin she'ena omedes lachila, because this cow is not a edible animal at this point in time, because its purpose is for milking or to grow other cows. And therefore, yeshaleh shem psoles. In this regard, it actually is considered psoles. The doma ledosh, and it's similar, therefore, to threshing, shemafrid hatfua mikashin shelo, where you're taking out the good tfua from the chaff around it. Ubazeh, in chilek benim cholev oso letoch kli, sheesh ba acholin, o letoch kli reik. And here it will make no difference whether you're milking the milk from this cow into an empty utensil or onto food. As we'll see, in certain situations it makes a difference if you're milking it onto food, that is allowed. If you're milking it into an empty container, it's not allowed, but not in this situation, because here the cow is considered psolus. The cow itself is not royally achila on yontif, because it's a milk cow, or it's a cow that's being used to raise other cows. Therefore, it is considered psolus. It's not mukhan for eating. And therefore, the milk that comes out of it, you're separating that from the psolus. And therefore, this is a tolda of dosh called mefarik. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, avalim hi omedes la'achila, the hainu l'shachta, if this is a cow that is a meat cow, you're going to go and eat this cow. Therefore, it has the status of being ochel. Eino la'ashem psolus, it doesn't can have the status of being garbage of psoles, then doma ledosh, and then there is no comparison to dosh, because you're not removing over here ochel from psoles, you're going and removing ochel from ochel. The kula ocheli, the cow is edible and the milk is edible, it's all food. And therefore, in this situation, yalkein im cholev letoch kidera, if you're going to milk this cow that is being done for its purpose is shchita, but right now it's not dead, and right now you're milking it, and you milk this into a kedera, sheyesh ba'acholim, that already has food in it, shari, it's actually permissible to milk such a cow, because demashka ha'bol yochel, because if you're adding a liquid into solid, ka'ochel dami, it halachically is considered like it's all solid. Devi kimafrit ochel meyochel, and this would be no different than if you're pulling apart a piece of chicken, and you're eating one piece, and you left behind the other piece, so that's allowed. That's not called dosh, that's not called mefarik, that's called eating. And therefore, when you're taking this cow that is for shechita, and you're taking the milk from it and putting it into an ochel, that's called ochel mei ochel, and therefore it's halachically allowed. However, avol mecholiv letoch kli reik, but if you go and milk this cow into an empty pitcher, into an empty container, then it would also be forbidden. Gam bazeh osur hecholav bishum nolad. Here the milk would be forbidden because of the concept of nolad. Right now it was a solid, and you're changing it into a liquid. When you're putting it into a container that has a solid in it, even though you're putting liquid into it, it halachically is considered a solid. But here, when you're putting it into an empty container, it is now milk, and therefore this milk is nolad. And therefore, the meikara ochel originally was solid, the hashta mashke, now it's a liquid, and therefore it's not allowed. Finally, the Chofetz Chaim concludes his introduction with the words of the Vilna Gaon. V'das ha'gro, digam bazeh, ikare isu mishum mefarik, kevin denasa mashke. He calls this mefarik as well. And Zuhi Dasa Shulchan Aruch. And this is the opinion, in fact, of the Shulchan Aruch that we're going to learn. And he says, V'yesh ben Arishon Mishasovrim. There are, however, others that disagree with this. It brings down the Das, the opinion of the Bach, L'Dasa Tur. Da'afilu behema ha'omedes l'chalava. Even if it's a milk cow, You could milk this milk cow into a container that has ochel into it. And the Isbar Lakami, he'll explain why this is so, why it's allowed according to this other opinion. And that is because even a milk cow, if you wanted to, you could shecht it, so it halachically has the status of being ochel. Now, in the Shaar HaTzion Os Aleph, he brings down from the Mogen Avraham, who holds the Ikar Isur Mishum Da'ez Atzma, the goat, here they're talking about a goat rather than a cow, is Muktzah. And that's why the name of Muktzah comes out on the milk. And according to this, he says, those that say that there is no Muktzah on Yontif would permit you to milk such a cow as well. On the other hand, the Elyar Rabbah and other Achronim disagree with this Magen Avraham, and they hold the Im Nizbor, the Al HaBehema, Ein Bosh Mishum Muktzah. Even if you want to say that the behema isn't muktzah, mikol makom, even though medes l'chaliva v'lo l'achila, since it's a milk cow and not for eating, yesh halachol of mishum isa nolad. They say no matter what, it's going to be an issur of nolad. Ulefizel osan amatirun gam nolad beyond tushari. And then, if you hold that nolad is good, then it's no problem over here with nolad, according to their opinion. The issue footnote 1 says, even though there are opinions that say you can be meko with muktzah on yontif, most opinions say that legabe nolad yesh l'achmir. So, according to most opinions, this would not be acceptable. With this mini introduction, we can begin with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Now, this entire siman only has one sif. Today we'll do the Mechaber, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll do the Ramah. The Mechaber begins, Behemo shehi omedes la'achila, an animal that is to be shechted, it's waiting to be eaten. Therefore, v'rotze lachlo v'so lechol lecholav. Right now, you don't want to shecht it, but the animal is muchan. It's considered ochal, and you want to just milk it. So that's what we brought down. Im lekidera shein bo achol imaser. If you're going to pour it, the milk into a container that doesn't have any food in it, so then it's going to be aser because you're taking it from a solid into a liquid form, taking it from an ochal into a mashke. However, v'miyesh bo acholin. If you're pouring this liquid that you're taking out from the cow, you're milking it into a dish that has ochel inside of it, im yesh ba acholin, then it's permissible, mutter, because in this situation, it's ochel going into ochel. And he says, uchagon shebo acholin l'sakno, that this milk that you're adding to this solid is going to improve it, and therefore it's allowed. Or alternatively, o sheyesh ba perurin v'acholav nivla behem, or there are pieces, let's say a bread in there, and it's going to absorb the milk and it's going to be swallowed up inside of it. So therefore, the milk isn't a liquid, the milk is a solid. However, the Mechaber concludes and he says, Aval hacholev kol tzono. You can't do this as a joke. You have one little piece of bread inside there and you milk 100 cows into it. That's not going to work. Aval hacholev kol tzono, lahutar mipnei haprusa shenose bekeli. You can't say, well, there's a little piece of bread in there, it's going to absorb everything. That's not true. And therefore, that wouldn't be a real heter. Now, that was the entire Mechaber. That's all we're going to do today. We're not going to do the Ramah. Now we'll look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkat Nala, Omedes Lachila. This cow is a Shechita cow, so it's waiting to be eaten. But as we pointed out in our little introduction, Avo, Behemo Shomedes Legadel Vlados, if the purpose of this cow is to raise other cows, oh, Lechaliv, or to be milked, it's a milk cow, then paradoxically, also Lachlov, Afilu Toch Ochlin, Bechanal. As we already explained in the introduction, you wouldn't be allowed to go and milk it in this situation, even onto a container that has food in it. The afe cholav shenotaf midadeh mimela, and even the milk that drips out of its udder, also mishum nolad. It also has the status of being nolad, and it wouldn't be allowed to be used on yontif. Sivkot and beis, in the situation that we described, however, where it's a shechita cow, then you can go and milk it into a container that has ochel into it. Lechol acholav, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Beis, wrote Salomar, bo bayom, you eat it that day. The Letzoruch Mocher, b'chol gav ne'osa. Everybody agreed that if you're milking it for tomorrow, that's certainly not allowed. Sivkot and Gimel, if you do it into a katera that's empty, it's also. If you do it into a katera that's full with ochel, it's allowed. Mishnah Berurah explains, hainu, at the da tolitin acha kache cholav esoch ochel. If you're milking it into an empty container, even though you're going to take that milk and then pour it into a food, sorry, that's no good, because right now it's a liquid. Right now, in this empty utensil, there is no food. So this cholov that comes out of the ochel, known as the cow, is now going to be a mashke. And therefore, it's going to be forbidden, because it has the status of being nolad. While it was inside the udder of the animal, Hoya ale cholov shem ochel. The cholov is a liquid, but it has the status of being a solid. It's called an ochel. Kechol ha-behema, just like the rest of the animal, is called the solid. It's a shechita cow. It's waiting to be shechted, albeit not necessarily on yontif, but it could be shechted on yontif. Therefore, the entire cow is called ochel, including the milk and the udder. Vahashta, now when it is expressed into an empty utensil, it's now called mashke, and therefore it's no good. The issue footnote number 2 brings down from the Drisha that if you do this, in fact, you're chai v'chatas. And this is also the opinion of the Chazon Ish, that you're really over here, over an issa daraisa of dosh. Sivkot and Dalet, the Mishmaru says, if you're doing it into ochel, however, the container has ochel, then it's mutter. The bezeh lohavi al hecholov shem nolad. In this situation, the milk doesn't have the status of being nolad. Why? The eshal al shem ochel. The milk, even though it's a liquid, has the status of being ochel, even the bali ochel. Since it came from ochel and it's going to ochel, it never was a liquid in between. Umeikara gam kein ochel, since originally the cow is for shechita, so kiven da behemo medes lachilo, since the cow could be eaten, it could be shechted at any moment, so the milk that comes out, as long as it goes right onto an ochlin, it doesn't have the status of a liquid, it's going from being a solid in the udder to being a solid in the ochel. Furthermore, the Mishmur says v'da, the yesh min arishonim, this is what I pointed out before, at the end of the introduction, this is where the Mishnah Berurah was referring to. There are those that say that even if the animal is for the purposes of milking, it's a milk cow, or legado vlados, it's being used to raise other cows. Nevertheless, even in this situation, nira de bimokom minia simchas yontif, if you're not going to have simchas yontif without this milk, shen lomai yochal, he has nothing else to eat, ki machli cholov, he only has milk of his stuff, and therefore, if he doesn't have this milk over here, it's going to ruin it. For him, he won't have simchas yontif. Yesh lismoch al zeh lahokel. It brings down the chayodim that you can rely that technically you could shech this milk cow or the legado vlados cow, and therefore, if you take the milk out and put it onto an ochel directly, it would be allowed b'di'evit. However, he says, V'yosatovim evshalo lasso sachalivo lecholon eideyakum. He says, in this situation, it would be better to use a non-Jewish person to milk the cow. That would be less problematic. The issue footnote number 3 brings down, V'lachlo behema hamitzta'eris miribu lecholof. What about, you don't need the milk, but the animal's suffering, and there's a problem of tzar balechayim. In this situation, the animal has a very heavy udder, and if you don't milk it, the animal is going to be suffering. So in this situation, he brings down that it's permissible to have a nochri, a non-Jewish person, go and milk the cow because of tzar bali chayim. The Shulchan Aruch adds as well, in this situation, sheyesh omrim shesorich liknoso mein nochri bedavar mua. You should go and sell it to the nochri for a small amount, kedei sheloyeh nireh kecholei letzorich Yisrael. This way it shouldn't look like he's milking it on your behalf, because now you technically have sold it to him. Because of the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah adds over there, Shemikomokom tov shiachlo v'nochri soch ochel. Even in that situation, it will be preferable for the nochri to go and milk it not into an empty pot, or an empty container, but into a container that has food. Kedei sheyeh shvus d'shvus. In this situation, it's only shvus d'shvus, and therefore, it would be permissible. There is no non-Jewish person around, and you can't go milk it with a non-Jewish person. So then in this situation, the Chazon Ish writes, he says, your whole purpose is to make sure that the cow doesn't have tzar bali chayim, so you're allowed to go milk it in this situation, but go milk it into something where it's going to ruin the milk. You pour it into, let's say, like a chamber pot that had feces in it. So you're not going to drink from there, so that it's disgusting. Or pour it right onto the ground. You're not going to drink it from the ground. And he adds, "Lahosif sherashoy af lachlo l'toch kli sheish bo chomer haposel es achol of miachila." You can pour it into a kli that has detergent or something in it that would ruin the milk. If you pour it into a bleach, so you'd be allowed to do that as well. However, he says, "Ochein kishutru chlachlo avur yilodim kitanim." If you need the milk for young children, v'lohi so efsharus acheres lahasichol. And you know the way to get milk for these young children. O lachlo vayidei nochri, and there's no guy around to go and milk it. So then, in this situation, the Chazon Ish writes, a yid can do this onto a maichol. You put it on, let's say, rice. And in this situation, it would be permitted. Then he adds, what about doing it with a machine? So he says, and it's permissible to do this. So the Chazon Ish writes, if you attach the pipes to the udder, while the machine's not working, And the machine goes on with the timer. So that's allowed. Mutar adover. All you're doing is adding the attachment over here to the udder, but you're not turning on the machine. It's going on by a timer. That would be allowed. Likewise, even if the animal, the machine is on and the animal's milk is being transferred to ibud for destruction, and then the machine shuts off, and then you put a utensil to go and collect the milk, and then the machine goes on through a timer. In this situation, it also would be permissible. Now we go to Mr. Bruce of Karn. Hey, the reason why you're allowed to put the milk directly onto the food is because it's going to improve the food in some way. Shaboha chol of lasakno. Mr. Bruce explains, sheesh b'ketera kol kach ochlin. You have in this container with the food, kifit sorech chol of litkuno, that you have enough over here in the container that the milk will improve it. Or at least, shirova chol of yeh nitzvach lochal. Most of the milk will be used to improve this food, even if there's some liquid that's left over. The ayidei zeh, based upon this, sharei, you're allowed to do this. Ah, miyut hecholav hanishor sheinu tzorich letavshil. Even though there's going to be a little bit extra milk here, even that little extra milk that's liquid is allowed to be drunk. Not a problem. The issue foot number 5 brings down, v'yim kol hecholav shecholav nichnas asoch ha-maichol. If all the milk is going into the maichol, but ach matarosuhi lesanu le'achbekim, but your intention is to strain out this milk afterwards, and this was all like a haroma to put it into the ochel, then the Chazanish writes, she'ein zenechsav kemashka bol yochel. Then it's not called that the mashka is going into the ochel right away, because your intention is to strain it afterwards, osu l'chovo midiraisa. You wouldn't be allowed to go and milk in this situation midiraisa. And the issue footnote number 6 adds as well from the Chazanish, she'ein lahati b'ze elim ken acholav, she'ein o nivla ba'ochel, hu l'kolav chochos bolul imo. When we had in the Mishnah Berurah the excess milk that was lying around, since most of the milk went into the ochel, but a little bit is extra, so in that situation, the Chazanish says you only can use this extra milk if it at least was absorbed a little bit into the food. And there has to be a lot of food, more so than the milk. However, but if the milk is on the top, floating on the top, then it's not considered a mashka bol yocha, and it'll be also lechovo l'socha, and you wouldn't be allowed to go and milk it. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Vav says that if there's little pieces of bread there, so you can also pour the milk onto those little pieces of bread. And as we pointed out, the majority of the milk has to go into these perurim. You just can't have one breadcrumb in there and say, well, now I can milk into this container. And that's what we said in the end of the Mechaber. We says you're not allowed to be cholev kol tzono. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot and Zayin. Milsa the pshita nokat. This is obvious. It's very simple. But Ikra, the point is over here, the main point is, they need to recholev ayidei ma'at lechem. She knows saying, b'tachtis haklei. It's not a trick. You're not saying, well, now it's in ochel. So there's a little piece of bread over here, so now it's in ochel. No, it's not a trick. It really has to go into the ochel. Kol kama de'ein rov cholav nivlabo. If the majority of the milk is not absorbed into the food, v'yesh limchos be'almon sh'over malzeh, and many people take advantage of this and use this aroma, so you have to protest this. That is not considered correct. With this, we conclude today's shir.